Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not ashamed of my Minnesota accent. I just try to lessen it as much as possible, being a play-by-play broadcaster and maybe having people from elsewhere in the country tuning in to St. Cloud State men's hockey broadcast online. I try to minimize. I could really tell my Minnesota accent when I lived down in Memphis in northern Mississippi when I would say taco.
Taco.
You know, when you're with people that have different accents, like when you're down south,
yeah.
You can really hear your own accent a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They tell me about the Minnesota accent.
Yeah, and be proud of it, folks. Be proud of it. It's a great thing, even though I'm trying to eliminate it. Friday, August 20th, the 232nd day of the year, 133 left to go. This date in 1741, Pastor Joe, Danish navigator Vitus Jonas Bering discovered Alaska. The Bering Strait is named after this man. Of course, all the thousands of native Alaskans that were up there, the Eskimos, they go out. But discover what? We've been here for generations. What do you mean discover Alaska? We were here first.
Yeah. I don't know why that always works that way.
They always say the discovering, I guess, for the Western culture and for Europe, but there were people living there much longer and long time before Vitus got there.
Yep.
How about 1882? What are your thoughts on classical music? This has to be one of the most recognizable pieces of classic music, Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, and if you don't have the bombs going off or the 21-gun salute at this point in the finale, you're nothing. And I always think of the Bad News Bears when I hear this. So Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture debuted in Moscow, where all great music debuts. 1882 here this date. 1923, the first American dirigible. We like to call those blimps, but if you're going to be technical and scientific about it, it's a dirigible. The Shenandoah was launched in Lakehurst, New Jersey. Lakehurst, New Jersey, that's where dirigibles go and where they originate. And, of course, that's where the Hindenburg went down. 1923, Shenandoah took flight. Ship began its maiden voyage from the same location then on September 4th. And that is the reason, and I got to be honest here, that's the reason we're doing Shenandoah Fave 5 next week, is because of the American dirigible Shenandoah. It's not because they're going to be, the band Shenandoah is going to be at the State Fair. I guess we have to have full transparency there. 1966, let's go to Memphis, the Mid-South Coliseum. These are the Beatles, if you can hear them through the screaming. You know, Joe, if you talk to anybody who went to a Beatles concert, and there's still a few people out there that did, they say it was, you couldn't hear the music over the screaming. If you were there to hear the Beatles, if you're there just to see the Beatles, good. If you were there to hear them, good luck, right? So this date, the Beatles were pelted with rotten fruit in Memphis.
Wow.
Because this came right after their whole, we're not bigger than Jesus type thing. And it was bigger than Jesus. And then they tried to apologize and tried to explain it. But the fans in Memphis, they weren't buying it. So they went and got some rotten fruit at the Beale Street Market and then threw it at the Beatles. This date, 1966. How about 67?
It used to be difficult to play recorded music without hearing hiss, hum, and other noise. Then Dolby Laboratories invented a system which suppresses the noise and lets the music through. Today, almost every time you play a recording, turn on the radio, or go to the movies, Dolby Noise Reduction has helped make the sound...
So is your sound guy there at the Cowboy Church, does he use Dolby Noise Reduction? He must, huh?
I'm sure he does. I don't really pay that much attention to it to know that much about it, but I'm sure that he does.
Well, this was the date that the New York Times reported that a new noise reduction system had been developed by the Dolby Boys, R and DW, the Dolby Brothers. Didn't they have a real big hit with China Grove, the Dolby Brothers?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember what year that was.
Elektra Records subsidiary Checkmate Records became the first label to use the new Dolby process in its recording, and now it's everywhere, of course, and has been improved in the 54 years since. How about in 74, a little baseball?
The clock Ryan's pitches, the Rockwell technicians set up a battery of sophisticated measuring equipment. Once again, Nolan came through in the clutch. In the ninth inning on a 3-2 fastball to B.B. Richard, he was clocked at 100.9 miles per hour. Wow. The fastest pitch ever thrown.
Fastest pitch ever thrown, and it wasn't just him throwing on the side. It was in an actual game that they clocked him. Now guys are hitting 100 all the time, and who knows about the accuracy of those radar guns. But Nolan Ryan, the Ryan Express, a guy could throw heaters.
Well, you know, somebody had to be out there with a name and, you know, throwing those heaters. I mean, somebody had to be out there to make the voice of the pitchers. And he was it.
Well, he sure was.
The trip began in the summer of 1975. First one spacecraft, then another, launched toward Mars by Titan Centaur rockets.
So the U.S. launched their unmanned Viking spacecrafts, Viking 1 and then Viking 2 later. But today it was Viking 1. They were heading to Mars. We needed to know more about Mars. And we still are learning a lot about Mars. What have you learned about Mars recently, Pastor Joe?
Well, you know, I see it in the news all the time. Yeah. They're always talking about, you know, and they're talking about the new guys now that have their own spaceships, the rich men that they're taking
your
people.
Your Elon Musk and your Jeff Bezos the curly-haired Atlantic guy.
They're saying, we can take you up there.
Yeah, no doubt. 1989 this date.
Hi, you're new here. I'm Zach Morris.
And I'm Roger Rabbit, so what?
Come on, what's your name?
Slater.
Well, Slater. Bet you got stuck with the bum locker. Hey, why don't you take mine? It's right next to the girls' bathroom.
Unless it's in the girls' bathroom, forget it.
Oh, you know, this was one of the historic meetings. It's like when Batman met Robin, when Barney met Fred, when Laverne met Shirley. It was Slater, A.C. Slater, meeting Zach on Saved by the Bell. An epic moment in TV history. It happened on this date on NBC, the first episode of Saved by the Bell, a Saturday morning sitcom for kids. And it was revolutionary, and it was very popular on this date, 1989.
I'm a rolling stone.
Little Hank Williams for you this morning, because Alabama Governor Bob James joined the mayors of Montgomery and Georgia, Alabama, and the Alabama State Capitol dedicated a 50-mile stretch of I-65 to the memory of Hank Williams. They called it the Hank Williams Memorial Lost Highway.
Just another guy on the lost highway.
2011 in the news this date.
Say hello to Mr. and Mrs. Humphreys. Kim and Chris said their highly anticipated I do's in front of over 450 of their closest friends. And of course, E! News cameras documented the star-studded ceremony from start to finish.
It was a stunt for TV. I still feel bad for Chris Humphreys to this day. He got sucked into that whole Kardashian thing. And I don't think at any point in time Kim Kardashian took his last name, even though so they said Mr. and Mrs. Humphreys. It was the Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphreys, he's a local guy, of course, Hopkins and the Gophers and then the NBA. They tied the knot in a made-for-TV ratings stunt, pretty much. Although there might have been some love there, or there was love that was thought to be there, but I don't know. I didn't watch the Kardashians. I wanted to stay as far away from that mess as possible, so I'm not that familiar with the situation. I just know that it happened. And it was unfortunate that the marriage didn't last very long.
Yeah, you know, those famous weddings don't often last so long. I mean, they get together for the notoriety, and it's a big deal.
Good point,
But, you know, it's not necessarily there was a love that was made in heaven, you know. Ew. So
that was 10 years ago, by the way. Wow.
Yeah.
Today, the biggest glass ceiling in sports was smashed. For their part, both former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and South Carolina business executive Darla Moore were quite gracious today as they broke into the boys' club, accepting their membership at Augusta National.
Augusta National Golf Club announcing that it was finally opening its doors to women. And again, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was one of those that was now a member of Augusta. And you haven't seen a short game until you've seen Condoleezza Rice's short game. Her chipping and her ability to shave strokes around the green, outstanding, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she is now a member of Augusta. 2012. Let's remember Phyllis Diller.
Did you know I had myself all done up? I got a whole new face. But I told Fang I was going to have my face lifted. He said, who'd steal it? Of course, now I may have to have my body removed. You know, it's still old. Oh, jeez. It gets so dry and brittle, I may not pass on. I may just flake away. You know, when you put your moisturizer cream on, your skin shouldn't go...
Oh, she was a funny lady, was she not?
She was.
Her laugh was endearing. Phyllis Diller died 9 years ago today, 2012, at the age of 95. And then this was 6 years ago.
There is fallout at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point today after video surfaced of a pillow fight that actually turned violent. Disciplinary measures are being taken against cadets who may have hurt others during the annual tradition.
So an annual tradition, first-year cadets at West Point, the pillow fight got a little over-aggressive. And I'm thinking now that that's what we ended up giving to the Afghan army as they tried to defend Kabul. They had pillows against the Taliban.
They didn't
fight back very, very strong, did they?
No, it was a quick takeover.
It was not good at all. And, of course, we're still seeing the ramifications from that here in the news. But this date, 6 years ago, pillow fight gets ugly. At West Point, you should see the video of this. There's some people out there with mattresses and dresser drawers and all kinds of things. I don't know what they were thinking. But
I remember we did the same thing when I was in the service.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you putting things in the pillowcase then to make them maybe hurt more?
No, like we didn't do
bars
that.
Bars of soap or
no,
anything?
Okay, no, good. We didn't do that.
That's good. All right, we got birthdays now today.
And I think that Mike Tyson is unjustly incarcerated. I think in Mike Tyson's particular case, the due process was derailed. We got to put it back on track again.
His hair looked like Andy Rooney's eyebrows. Don King, 90 today, boxing promoter and manager. He was with Mike Tyson. He was with Ali. He was with a number of other big-time boxers. Don King's still with us. He's 90. Connie Chung.
And then the big show, Hey, It's Connie.
A
week from Saturday night. Tell us about the show. Is it an hour long?
It's an hour long.
And I'm wondering, will it be in color?
Yes. Yes.
That's good. Yeah. And what else?
Well, it's at 10 o'clock Eastern time,
on,
9
on a,
Central.
On Saturday night.
Saturday night. Right. The only thing I'm concerned about is that Saturday night. Do you stay home on Saturday night or usually you have hot dates?
Well, no. Saturday night I'm home. It's my Golden Girls night.
Connie Chung with Letterman, she was a good sport because Letterman always gave her a hard time, as I remember. She's been on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, MSNBC. Connie Chung, pretty good at news.
And Letterman was a great, great person to be able to interview somebody and ask the right questions.
Exactly. And he liked to have fun, too.
Yeah,
Connie
yeah.
Chung, 75. Groups from the 70s or any groups really focused on and had a great trombone player. I mean, how many trombone players do you hear about? But in Chicago, you had Jimmy Pankow, who was the trombone player, and you hear him here in Just You and Me, along with the vocals of Peter Cetera. Jimmy Pankow from Chicago, founding member of that group, 74 today.
Hey, mom, it's the way you move. Make you sweat, gonna make you go.
You know, if you didn't think that you would hear a bluegrass version of Led Zeppelin's Black Dog on the Bob Almanac, you are greatly mistaken.
I'm a child, so the way you swing, gonna make you burn, gonna make you sting.
That is such a departure from the real song, the original version. That's Robert Plant with Alison Krauss. Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin is 73. Pastor Joe, did you get into Led Zeppelin?
I did. You know, that was the time that I was growing up. Led Zeppelin, he was a big deal.
More music.
Statues without hearts, stones with no feeling.
All right, one of the Gatlin brothers. Which one is it? Is it Larry? Is it Steve or Rudy, Joe? Take a guess.
Larry.
It's Know Your Gatlin Brothers here on the Almanac. Eat. Rudy Gatlin.
Ah!
There's Larry, of course, on lead vocals, but Steve and Rudy, they get in here and they do that harmonizing, which is so good. The Bee Gees were the Gatlin brothers of disco.
Yeah.
Rudy Gatlin, 69. Al Roker.
Snoopy is very low, and that's because it's pretty breezy out here. Each balloon has specific flights, how high they can fly based on their shape, their scale. Depending
on the range. Speaking of being low, Al Roker is really short.
We've had wind gusts of about 22
miles. Apparently, to be the weatherman on USA on the Today Show, you have to be kind of short, kind of pudgy, and balding. Because Willard Scott was about the same thing.
Yeah, didn't he go on a weight list?
He did. Al Roker did lose a lot of weight. And he's the Today Show weatherman. He's an expert on balloons in the Macy's Day Parade. Al Roker, 67.
Hey, that stink is my dinner that I had to make myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that my job was to cook you dinner and be the perfect little wife.
Well, if it was your job, you'd probably be fired.
There's Billy Gardell of Mike and Molly. You know, he's doing, he does commercials now for medication for diabetes. Ozempic. Ozempic. And he's out in the middle my wife and I laugh at it every time it's on. He's in a park and he sets up these cones and he's doing the in and out of the cones. I mean, it's great to see him active and all, but he's doing resistance bands out in the middle of a park so people can watch him. Billy Gardell, he's 52 today. Do you remember Fred Durst? Now, Limp Bizkit, probably not a group that you're going to have at the Cowboy Church anytime soon.
No.
Kind of that mix of rap and hard rock. Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit. And he's 51.
Well, Ricky Bobby is not a thinker. Ricky Bobby is a driver. He is a doer. And that's what you need to do. You don't need to think. You need to drive. You need speed. You need to go out there and you need to rev your engine. You need to fire it up and you need to grab a hold of that line between speed and chaos and you need to wrestle it to the ground like a demon cobra. And then when that fear rises up in your belly, you use it. And you know that that fear is powerful because it has been there for billions of years and it is good. And you use it and you ride it. You ride it like a skeleton horse through the gates of hell and then you win, Ricky. You win. And you don't win.
Amy Adams, that's from Talladega Nights, helping and trying to inspire Ricky Bobby, and I believe she did.
Yeah.
She's 47 here today. And our token millennial, Demi Lovato, the singer, the actress, she is 29 here today. Joe, that's your cue. Take it away, filling in for Neil on the Gons But Not Forgottens.
Okay. Well, I want you to know these famous people have celebrated birthdays on this day. The 23rd President of the United States, Benjamin Harrison, born 1833. Who would have thought of him? Actor, cartoon voice, Alan Reed. Let's hear him.
Yabba dabba doo.
Yabba dabba doo.
Yabba dabba doo.
Yabba dabba doo, I love you.
He was the original voice of Freddie Flintstone, right?
Born 1907, he indeed was the original voice of Fred Flintstone.
Welcome to my world.
Who's this?
Oh,
Pastor
this is
Joe.
Jim Reeves.
Come on in. Miracles, I guess.
Just so y'all know, he is a Country Music Hall of Famer. No, he's not just Jim Reeves, born 1923. He's a Country Music Hall of Famer. We'd love to have him at the Cowboy Church. Then running R&B singer, actor Isaac Hayes.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it?
Wicka wicka, wicka wicka, wicka wicka, wicka wicka.
Isaac Hayes, right?
Yeah, born 1942. He won both Oscar and a Grammy for the music to the movie Shaft, right? His acting credits include films Hustle and Flow, Reindeer Games, Robin Hood, Men in Tights, and I'm going to get you, sucker. And he's...
Pastor Joe, it's great to hear you say, I'm going to get you, sucker. And that just made my day.
And he's done voice work for the animated TV series South Park.
He was Chef.
And guess what? The movie, you won't believe it, Dr. Doolittle 2. Today, rocker Phil Lynott.
Guess who just got back today?
Classic rock from the 70s.
Boys that have been away, haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around.
When was Phil Lynott born there, Pastor Joe?
Oh, man, 1949. 2 years before me, so he's pretty close. I know exactly how old he is.
He died young.
Yeah, very young.
Lead singer of Thin Lizzy. And now, Joe, they're all what? They're gone,
but not forgotten.
All right, well, thank you for coming in. Again, remind people when your service is on Sunday. Cowboy Church, Ham Lake, Highway 65.
You know, 10 o'clock.
In, 10 a.m.?
We want you to be able to come to Bob here to listen.
Yeah, what about your
at
show?
106.1. Oh, yeah, right. I mean, right here. Come to Bob every Sunday morning at 8 a.m., and you'll be able to listen to a show that we call Transformation Sunday. And that's been on the air quite a while, so I think a lot of people know about it. But those of you that are listening this morning that don't know it, ask somebody that's listened to the show and go there at 8 o'clock. And then you can come to our church at 10 a.m. after you listen to the 8 a.m. because you're all fired up. Then you're going to want to come to the Cowboy Church and enjoy everybody there. Enjoy the fellowship and love everyone, and they love you back. And you'll be becoming part of the body of Christ.
All right, speaking of pumped up, Pastor Joe, would you like to start out our Bobathon with, I got three songs here for you to choose from.
Okay.
Hold in Heaven, Tracy Byrd, Tim McGraw, For a Little While, or Roseanne Cash, trying to fight off that 7-year ache. You have 3 seconds.
Tim McGraw.
Broadcasting from the Plow World.